Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
So Ryan Kelly Morning After, 590 The Fan, Plowhawk says, Doug, the music isn't playing.
Why isn't it playing?
Well, I clicked on play, and it was Jerk It. Was that the song we were talking
Jerk
about
out.
Earlier?
Jerk Out.
Okay,
maybe,
sorry.
Maybe the FCC said
perfect.
No.
And I clicked play, and actually I pressed fast forward, and it skipped to the next video, which played a 15-second ad, so I apologize.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
I had
sakes.
It ready, queued up, ready to go. It was one of Tim's favorite beats. And
Morris Day, Doug.
Well, I suppose we could still get to it now.
I don't know. There's a guy who's texting in who I think's normally a 101 guy.
Talk sports?
Kind of.
All right.
Yeah.
Those red
like I said, probably 23.
What'd he say?
Maybe he's
Tim?
A junior, senior at St. Louis University.
I doubt it.
Soon. He says, guys, are you ever going to stop playing grab ass and start talking about how bad Brett Cecil is?
Oh.
Doug, when? Okay.
Well, probably not.
Okay.
Probably not.
Mike.
Hey, yesterday I played baseball once that coach know my name. He heard me on the radio.
Really?
People love you, Mike.
His name Mike Kill. He listens right now.
Doug, who do you think it was? Really? Mike Ramsey? He had a jerry curl, and he played third base for the Cardinals. But
could
so short,
a
too.
Bit. Yeah, he was a utility player.
He said he heard me at radio. He said, I'm funny.
Really?
You are. You are a legend.
Yeah, and yesterday I was there getting by on playoff. I was there with my cousin. She got asked a ticket. She asked me to go with her.
How
there?
About that?
You were there for game 5, and Seca had tickets.
Kit Navidad?
Yeah, my cousin got asked a ticket, hockey ticket. I
she
go with her.
Tickets.
Oh. Well, that was
everybody
fun.
Everybody know my name over there.
Yeah. Neighbors know my name.
That was fun, wasn't it? Hockey playoffs are great fun.
And they won when I was there.
Yeah. There's no accident.
They should have brought you to Nashville.
Well, man, my Caluso never gave me tickets no more.
Yeah, Caluso was getting a little cheap.
Yeah, big fat donkey.
Okay, knock it
nice.
Off.
Take
he
that,
gave
Caruso.
You tickets. He gave you tickets at one point, didn't he?
Huh?
He gave you tickets at one point.
Nah, I said my cousin got asked his ticket on playoff.
That's not what he was
by, and she asked me to go. I go with her.
Right. Does that answer your question, Doug?
Well, but Caruso has given you tickets, so don't call him a donkey because he doesn't.
Yeah,
give
he changed
you,
his name. It's
he doesn't
Caruso.
Give you tickets to every game.
So I was there, and yesterday I played baseball with the coach. Said, he heard me radio. He know my name.
Mike Ramsey, Doug, got a jerry curl. He played some third base and shortstop. And I always get mad when they put him in and take out the wizard. Oh, and a home run by the wizard.
Yeah.
Yeah, he listened right now. Why you got to ask him to call the radio? He listened right now.
How was Ken Obergfell in the clubhouse, Mike? Text in. I'm communicating with Coach Mike.
His name is Mike, too.
Right.
Yeah.
I played third base.
How'd you do at third base?
I'm not that good, but I'm a good hitter, so.
Are you? Yeah, big stick.
Yeah.
And a good pitcher, right, Mike?
Well, the coach put me at third base.
Well, if you want to
pitch. Nicole Aniston. Holy moly.
She played.
If you'd like to pitch, I believe we can talk to Coach Ramsey and straighten that out right quick.
You listen right now.
Hey, Coach Ramsey.
Yeah.
Mike Lee knows how to pitch. He knows how to throw a curveball, don't you, Mike?
Yeah, well, he listens right now. You know who I am. He said to me yesterday, he said, you're Mike Lee.
Yep. Yeah. All right, Coach Ramsey, let's get this guy on the mound. Let him get a downward plane.
Yeah.
Very There's important. Only one pitcher who
hey,
has
you guys,
that.
You should come see me playing baseball.
Where do you usually play?
It's down in Manchester.
Manchester, Doug. You've watched some ball games.
I've been on Manchester many times.
Yeah, I know what you're talking
down
about.
By Hot Side.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you know where by Hot Side?
Yes.
But right by the half shirt.
They sell all cars. They sell all kind of car stuff.
Is it Baldwin Athletic Association? Is that where you're playing?
You call it Love Park.
Love.
You call it Love. Love. Is that Poco?
Yeah, Love
Poco
Park.
Poco did call it Love?
Love Shack. It's a Love Shack. Baby?
No, yeah, that's right. I think that guy's name was Fred.
No, right now, anywhere I call, everybody know my name.
Not a lot of gay guys named Fred, are there?
On Tuesday, I was at work. The girls come here talking to me, know my name, too.
Neighbors know my name. The neighbors know my name.
Any,
too. They come, steak and say, eat and know my name.
Oh, Steak's one of the guys in Atlanta.
Anything for Jim? Anything for Doug?
Anything at all for Jim Hayes?
that?
No. Yeah. Yeah.
What did you do your birthday, dog?
I had a nice little barbecue. Nice. Yeah, I had some...
You had that black chocolate milk?
No, I didn't have any chocolate milk.
I kissed you right here.
Pot him down! Pot him down!
Man, he said he cuck you, bro.
Pot him down! Mike Lee just got himself suspended with what he said right there at the end. Suspended a period of 2 days' time, and his name has gone into the handsome leather-bound hotshot suspension logule.
I feel like I heard Francesa in the background there during Doug's suspension. Hey, this 8 o'clock hour is brought to you by Sildenafil, the same active ingredient in Viagra, offering the same results but with massive savings. To learn more, call Goldsmith MediCenter Pharmacy at 314-432-5020 or go online at goldsmithmcp.com. Now, Derek Gould's going to be with us here in about 10 minutes as the Cardinals have won 6 games in a row. And did I see this stat correct? Now, Derek wasn't on the trip, so Rick Hummel went ahead. That the Cardinals haven't won 6 games in a row on the road or swept a road trip in the franchise's history?
Yeah, a 6-game or more road trip, and they had
holy moly!
Really, that's hard to believe.
I know,
never.
You heard that right, sister.
Hard to believe.
How about that? We'll always remember where we were, Doug.
Well, I won't remember it like a day and a half from now. I won't remember if they swept the road trip or not. I'm just stunned that they've been playing 121 years and they never won 6 in a row.
Yeah,
on the road.
They invaded Atlanta and they. They met force with force and held off that enemy battalion. And then they moved their operation to Miami, and they took that as well.
Really? Just a sweep of the South.
Whoa, sorry. Yeah. People love that Sierra. Mag.
I love watching him run because it brings me back to my childhood and seeing Vince Coleman.
He brings them an element that they just don't have and haven't had. And the one thing... You know, when it's a young guy, and they talked about this at spring training, maybe it's cliche, he's fearless. But I could tell when Mike Matheny was talking about it, he's like, this kid does not scare. And to go from high A, be thrown into this, and then to have the kind of impact he's had, that kid is fearless.
Mm-hmm. We had a really good spring training.
Yeah.
They talked very well about him after what he did in spring training, so... I think he'll be an ideal leadoff hitter at some point, wouldn't you think?
That'd be great.
But the question is, when guys get healthy, Piscotty coming back, what are they going to do? Maybe Derek has some ideas.
Yeah, I'm curious about that. People love watching him run. Tommy Pham, Mag Sierra, and Dexter Fowler combining to give the Cardinals the victory last night. Lance Lynn, not great. First time we really... Is that right? The first time he's really kind of gotten hit hard?
He said in his last outing he had bad command. He said it was awful last night and the night before. And the thing about Pham, you know, we've talked about on the show, those contact lenses, because he's got that weird deal with his cornea. It's like he was born that way. It's a health issue. He actually said that the doctors want him to do speaking engagements because they can't believe he's playing Major League Baseball. So it affects what contacts he can use.
Speaking
and which
engagement?
One.
What's that got to do with it?
I mean, to talk about him having this cornea issue and still being able to play Major League Baseball. Mm. It's that serious. But it affects the way the contacts fit and what kind of contacts. And apparently, right before he started his season in Memphis, he got the right ones. And he was saying, like, I can actually see the ball out of the pitcher's hand. He said that's the difference. He said last year defensively when I was up, I was awful because I couldn't see the ball. Now I can.
That would be tough as an outfielder because the ball's a long way away.
Small sample size, but I believe what he's saying because he does look like a different guy. He's had hot streaks before when the Cardinals have called him up, but he does look like a different guy now.
Hot streaks. Let's play on Nelly's country grammar. Is that 99? 2000? 99?
I don't know the years, Tim.
Jason Baird did a podcast.
We did yesterday.
Yep. And kind of a fun little, you know, we all like to go on Facebook or Twitter, or Instagram or Snapchat and, you know, show a picture of a meal we're having.
Or Cardinal birthdays.
You know, and or just flat out brag about something but indicate somehow a deity has blessed you with it, but as opposed to the other 6 billion people, they were left out. So this is nice because, you know, I've been followed by Phil Ivey before, and I think he only follows a handful of people on Twitter.
No, he follows like a million.
And then Jose Bautista followed me, and You know, it's kind of fun.
He just picked you out because he enjoys your perspective.
Thank you very much.
It's a great perspective.
So Jason Barrett spent some time on his podcast, Danny Schwartz Insurance Agency, talking about who's following him on Twitter, Doug.
Who's following
Funny
him?
Enough. Oh. Rick worked for me for a little more than 2 years in San Francisco. During that time, I could not get a follow back. Now that we're no longer in the same building, I'm one of a select 486 to be worthy of the Buick's attention. I'm guessing he just needed time to forget about the various curveballs I tossed in his direction. Yes, waking up with Aubrey Huff would be one of them. Or maybe it was John Goulet's consistent ball busting of getting him to shorten his commentaries on a three-person show that influenced it. Nonetheless, I had a lot of fun working with Buick, and I think you're going to enjoy that conversation.
Who? I can't wait to hear it.
Who was he talking about?
Bob Uecker, I would guess. That's awesome. I actually will listen to that.
Rick Buecker does some stuff for ESPN.com. I think did some sideline stuff when he first started.
Did he?
Well, now he's following.
He's following Barrett.
How many followers does Barrett have, you know?
Doug, how many?
I don't know.
You well, look it
check?
Up, Biggie.
I guess I could. Well, he's blocked me, so I don't know if
oh.
I bet he doesn't have more than 4,000.
I don't judge a man's worth.
But he is. He's talking about who's following him like he's some big shot.
I judge it by the size
Christina
of their
Christina Milan
right?
follows me. You don't see me boasting, do you?
Who follows you? Christy Canyon?
Christine Milan.
He has 4,940 followers.
Popular. Pretty good.
When did you start following him?
I don't follow him.
Do you feel like you're missing?
Not really.
Here in the podcast also, he talks about how to show prep.
Okay.
This is a good one.
This is like the first day of school.
The San Francisco Giants and Los Angeles Dodgers have been involved in a storied rivalry for decades. On the night before the NFL draft and on the night of the actual event, the two teams battled into extra innings. The Giants won the first extra inning game, the Dodgers took the second. If you were heading into a studio in one of those cities on either of those 2 days, the research would have told you to talk nonstop about the NFL draft. After all, it's the biggest event of the NFL offseason. Second on the list would have been to focus on the Warriors or Clippers because both markets had teams playing in the NBA playoffs, even though neither were involved in game action on either of those two nights. But here's where feel comes into play.
Okay.
Would you really ignore the first series of the year between your market's top baseball team and its rival, especially one which drives a ton of your local listening for the next few months? Do you honestly think Giants and Dodgers fans aren't going to listen to conversation on their local sports radio station about their teams because they're so engulfed and distracted by the NFL draft and NBA playoffs? The best radio is often created when people trust their gut and follow their instincts. A meter doesn't tell you if someone is mentally connected to you or emotionally charged by your content. It also doesn't
take into account
if you have something significant to say about the most important topic. There's a difference between creating memorable NFL draft content and filling airtime with draft talk. Meters don't show that.
And who says San Francisco? Who says that? San Francisco.
Tim, I don't have the... I mean, you own the station.
I'm a minority owner.
You own it. So, and we need more NFL draft talk. Is that what he's saying?
Feel. There's a thing called feel, is what he was saying. He was saying you should talk about things that people find interesting, which I need a consultant to tell
Thank
me that.
Thank you, sir. Good for you for finally kind of coming clean on your need to get better. Your need.
Yeah. I need to look at the mirror and examine that fellow that I see looking back at me.
Look at the man in the mirror.
Yeah.
Ah, Michael Jackson. Was that 88?
I don't know the years, Tim.
It's very important that we name the year of every song that we happen to mention.
I don't know why, but apparently it is.
Jason Barrett said that. He said, if you're going to talk about a song, you have to say the year in which that song was popular. Mm-hmm.
Guys, I'm pretty sure he just pronounced the word either two different ways in the same breath. Did he go either and either?
Yeah,
is that what you're supposed to do?
I don't care for either. the word is either.
Do you have a problem with somebody saying either, but earlier in the sentence saying either?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Now, what if the person, in your opinion, corrects it after saying either and then in the same sentence switching to either? Do you have a problem with that?
Because
they've corrected it in your mind, okay. But they've switched the pronunciation in the same sentence.
As long as you correct it to either, I think.
I'm Jason Barrett, the conductor of this audio thrill ride.
It's really patting yourself on the back, isn't it? And you're open.
But don't we need it. We need the advice, frankly. We need the guidance. This is one of the nation's leading consultants telling us how to better do our job.
What about the Bengals draft graded out for us?
Well, the Bengals got what I would call a lot of athletes. They drafted people that like to play football. They addressed some of their needs, not all of them.
Any high motor guys?
They have what I would call some high motor guys.
Oh, so they drafted some whites.
Yeah. They drafted a couple guys who will put their hands in the dirt.
Some motors running, but the speed isn't there.
Any athletic guys?
Pin their ears back. They did get some guys that I would call athletic.
Got it.
That's how the Bengals did.
Any gym rats like Adam Archuleta.
Right.
They have some.
Brian Leonard.
They had a couple workout warriors, yeah.
Drew Bennett.
Yeah. Yeah.
Any Wes Welker types.
They have some heads up, smart
What's
players.
That,
right, yeah.
Is that cock? It's just a.
No, just like a receiver. Oh,
yeah. Good hands. I would say a possession type receiver.
Oh, now you're getting somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Tim, unblock me on Twitter, you scumbag. That comes from
That's
C.
Harsh.
Velicer.
Knock it off, CC.
Velicer? V-E-L-I-C-E-R?
It was a little harsh.
Let me just send something to Bill for a second, then I'll be with
okay.
you.
Okay. Take your time.
I don't know why I would have ever blocked somebody with that demeanor.
Why do you care if somebody blocks you? Do you really care? Oh, I'm missing his tweet.
I don't really tweet. You're not missing anything.
All right.
I, for whatever reason, was blocked from the fan page, and it really pissed me off.
Well, you probably did something.
No. You and I will just play block roulette at the end of the show, and we will pick people who we don't know and just block them.
Okay. That's how people get blocked, and it's unfair.
Thank you. Doug, it's the 8 o'clock hour, and it is brought to you by Sildenafil, the same active ingredient Viagra, offering the same results but with massive savings. To learn more, call Goldsmith MediCenter Pharmacy at 314-432-5020 or go online at goldsmithmcp.com. Derek Gould's going to join us momentarily. Seamaster, who needs to tell everybody about Sherry's Berries? Do I need to tell them, or does Doug need to tell them, or does the cat need to tell them?
Who needs to tell them about Sherry's? I have a few things that I'd like to say about...
All right. You've been wanting to get this off your chest, haven't
you?
Yeah.
During the breaks, I'm telling you guys to you're tired of hearing about it, but quite frankly, if you're a thoughtless, self-centered jamoke like we are on this show, gift giving can be a bit of a problem. If you're like us, help is available. Mother's Day is this weekend, but there's still time to send her Sherry's Berries, huge, freshly dipped strawberries to mom, starting at $19.99 plus shipping. Sherry's Berries are huge, sweet, juicy, and covered in decadent toppings. Today only, I have an exclusive last-minute offer for you. Double the berries for mom for just $10 more, and she will get free cake truffles as well. Pick your desired delivery date, plus your satisfaction is guaranteed, or you get your money back. And I've had these things. They are absolutely great, and they are really huge. The only way to get this amazing berries deal starting at just $19.99 is to visit berries.com. Click on the microphone in the top right corner and use my code MORNINGAFTER. Then double your berries for mom and get free cake truffles before they run out. That's berries.com and code MORNINGAFTER when you click on the mic. This amazing deal won't last long, and Mother's Day is this weekend, so be sure to order now.
Guys, while Tim and Doug play block roulette, can Iggy the Leatherface play Russian roulette? Thanks. That's Stumpy from Sappington.
Knock it off, Stumps.
Harsh.
Leatherface?
Wasn't that a character in Texas Chainsaw Massacre?
Oh, I think it was, yeah.
What would he do?
Ooh, like Grandpa, Grandpa makes the best head cheese. I remember that line.
And that was the little inbreed boy who was on a bridge playing a banjo.
Different movie.
Ben-lin-din-din-din-din-din-din.
Which movie was the one where Ned Beatty was lucky enough to bottom in the woods?
No, that was Deliverance.
He didn't consider himself a lucky man.
No, because after he went and celebrated, was that?
Yeah, he did. Because he started clapping at Notre Dame Stadium.
Yeah,
he was celebrating bottoming.
Wasn't because of what he'd been through in the Georgia woods.
I think if you look up the screenplay,
sometimes you get movies mixed up and you get kind of smashed two together like that.
Yep.
So maybe we have that wrong, Doug.
Yeah, I think you're combining.
You start commingling different. You start commingling details.
Right. Yeah. Doug, I mean, all hell's breaking loose here. I see on the TMA summit, the G8 summit. The Plowboys laugh is brought to you by the Post Sports Bar
and
Grill.
That actually sounded like a fake laugh.
it was a fake laugh on purpose because I'm actually getting texts from Cucky and Deke, and they are fine with it being released. They're just going to change location. But apparently, for what I'm told, the fan page is blowing up. I have not been on it yet this morning.
Doug, is the fan page blowing up?
I have not been on it in years.
Can Danny Mac come to the summit? Because
How about that?
Oh, we'd love him to come.
I'm going to tell him he's going to get an invite personally from Deke.
He's not welcome. He's not one of the Goober 11.
Danny Mac wants to be part of the Goober 11, I bet.
Yep. Doug, Brother Hebert is sponsoring the fan page this week. We have sponsors of the fan page, and Brother Hebert is the sponsor this week. Kevin Hebert of Liberty Mutual Insurance. Get a quote on your home, auto, or life insurance and receive an exclusive Larry Nickel t-shirt. Hit up Kevin Hebert through the fan page or search Kevin Hebert Liberty Mutual Insurance. And tomorrow, I am blessed enough to be playing golf with Deke Dotem, with Injun Joe's Cave Ride Magic Man, and Matt who bowls at Hank's. And you know what? Because tomorrow was supposed to be the Free Dotem Open, and it's been moved to July 7th because of the flooding at Tappawingo. We are having an event. If listeners would like to, listen, if you don't, you don't have to. We're just making it possible. But at DB's, and that DB's is a pony. You know? I mean, let's see what's doing.
It's where holes are pawned.
It's nice.
That's where you could bump into Felicia Rashad.
Mrs. Cosby? Oh, Claire Huxtable?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that she hung out.
A lot of celebrities hang out.
So the Hardline is having a remote broadcast at DB's on Friday, and there's a $5.90 special of a dew and a brew, Doug.
I don't get it.
That's a shot of Tullamore Dew and a Bud Light, Budweiser, Bud Select for only $5.90. Pony up. And the woman there, let me tell you something. They were the ring girls for the Ryan Kelly fight.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, holy moly cockatoli. Holy moly cockatoli.
And that means, what, they're attractive?
No, it was just a little phrase. I think it was said on the film, it was a TV show, Small Wonder, won the Emmy a few years. It was about a girl who was a robot.
I didn't see the picture.
And I think her older brother was for them, but that was all the rage at the time. Bull cuts with young boys who were for them. And I don't know why they did that, but they did that with that little Jonathan Pintaro, or was it Danny Pintaro? Jonathan?
Cute as a Dickens. Yeah, I don't know.
On Who's the Boss.
They did that with
Tony Maselli.
Too, by the way.
Tony Maselli played for the Cardinals before he became a housekeeper. Joining us right now to talk about the Cardinals is Derek Gould on the Appliance Discounter phone lines. Brought to you by GFI Digital, Doug. GFI Digital. We're a client of GFI Digital. Everybody should be a client of GFI Digital. They provide IT solutions ranging from basic help desks to being your fully outsourced IT department. Let the experts at GFI make technology simple for your business. Start by visiting them online at GFIDigital.com. Good morning, Derek.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Doug and I believe Mag Sierra should be the Cardinals starting outfielder forever.
Yeah, I'd put him in the outfield.
Okay. Is there any chance that he sticks when people get healthy?
Well, if you'll permit me, will you permit me a question to answer your question, sirs?
Doug?
We'll permit it, yes.
Okay, thanks. So let's say that what role awaits him if he were to stay in the majors? Would he be an everyday starter? Would he be a 3 out of 7 starter? Would he be a 4 out of 7? Because, you know, it's not like the other guys aren't playing well, and eventually Piscotty's going to return from the DL. So you start seeing a squeeze on his playing time. So are you content with him being fast in the majors, or would you like him to be a star in the majors? Because for him to be a starter and potentially a star in the majors, the Cardinals' answer to Billy Hamilton possibly, he's got to get more experience on the plate and, you know, or at the plate, and more of a feel for the hit tool, as they say. So that would require playing every day. I think leaving him in a part-time or sometime role I know I've gotten emails like, why can't they keep him here as a pinch runner? Or why can't they keep him here as part of a complement, you know, or a platoon in left field? All of those things suppress what he could be and maybe even aren't the best use of what he already is. So I think him playing every day is a far more appealing move, so that he's a starter as soon as next year or the year after, but he's a starter for a long time, as opposed to a pinch runner slash part-time player for now.
And it's going to be a numbers game for that young fella anyway when Piscotty is healthy. And Tommy Pham right now is playing really, really, really well. So you're going to need space for him too.
Couldn't have said it better, Kat. Yeah, I mean, you know, I understand that what Sierra's done is very appealing and is very exciting. And that's what speed does. And that's how rare speed has been. I also think you have to keep that in context. It's been a while since you've seen a player like that, but not all that long since the Cardinals talked about wanting to have a player like that. So,
like Peter Borges.
Right. Yeah, yeah. That's fair. Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, Sierra's still learning to steal bases, too. I mean, it's not like he is, you know, a given stealing a base. And there's a – I don't want to compare the speed because Billy Hamilton is otherworldly. But I remember when Billy Hamilton came up to the majors – and he was speed. And it was like, okay, well, they could start him. But he was, you know, thrown out a few times. He was a strikeout. I mean, you know, a pitcher could go up there and throw him three curveballs and strike him out. And then what good does speed do you if you can't get on first? But so he had to learn. He had to improve. And, you know, the Reds were in a little bit different spot than the Cardinals in the sense that they didn't have the depth in the outfield. They didn't have, you know, and then eventually they didn't have aspirations of contending, and they were given the playing time over. But you see what Billy Hamilton is now, and you can chart the track of the learning curve and the growth, and you got to see some way to give Sierra that so that the end game, so at the end, he's a far better, far more rounded player. And I think what Kat struck on there is so important. It's not like they don't have alternatives who are also playing very well.
You know, I feel bad for is Jose Martinez, who is such a wonderful story, made it to the bigs after years. I mean, he had, what, three different knee surgeries. Then there he is again this year, and he's hitting over 300, certainly pulling his weight. And then he comes down with a groin issue. And now it's like, hey, Pham is great, and how about this Sierra? And everyone's forgotten about Martinez. I guess it's a good problem to have down the road. But I feel bad for Martinez because it was an opportunity that an injury got in the way of.
Yeah. I mean, I agree with you again, Kat. Why you've got it covered, Kat. I think there's still a place for him on this team. You hate for injury to cost somebody a job. You never like to see that. But those at-bats don't go away. The season doesn't pause. And somebody has to fill them. And if they go out there and fill him, I mean, you know, I don't hear the same kind of hand-wringing for Johnny Peralta, and yet what is he going to return to? Not the starting job that he had when he left. And it's the same kind of thing, right? I mean, the games have to be played, and Jerko went out there and performed and won the job. Jose Martinez is not there to hold on to his job, and Tommy Pham has come, what was the phrase that Matheny used in Atlanta, that he's come bull-rushing in and taking advantage of the at-bats.
Yeah, with Sierra, I don't think it would make any sense at all to keep him around as mostly a pinch runner or a once a week player. But the reality is Grichuk's hitting .228 and Fowler's hitting .236 and Piscotty wasn't really tearing it up either. And if you got a guy who can win you some games right now, I suppose you have to find a balance of, can this guy help us win something this year right now? Is that more important than his development in the minor leagues for another year or two? So I'm sure it's not an easy call.
Well, I'd like to be a fly on the wall for the conversation that you just described where Mike Matheny goes to Dexter Fowler and say, hey, we spent $80 million to bring you here, but we're starting 21-year-old Sierra in center field. But we really like what you're doing off the bench.
Yeah, I don't expect he'll do that at all. They won't do it at all.
Well, why would he?
No, well, they're not going to. But I'm just saying, if you got a guy that's helping you win games, and that's what Sierra has done here the last few games, he's been a big part in them winning games. It's also hard to tell him that you know, thanks for helping us win a few games, and I'll go back to Class A.
Isn't that found cash, though? Isn't that like $20, you know, in the Target parking lot? these wins, right? I mean, they're down their leadoff hitter. They're down two of their three starting outfielders. You know, they found a guy who can find a way to help them win. That's found money. And, I mean, I guess I'd ask you this, Doug, is would you prefer to have 450 plate appearances from Sierra or 450 plate appearances from Dexter Fowler?
I don't know. I haven't seen enough of Sierra to know how he's going to hit. But I don't think
from
it's...
From your wealth of knowledge of baseball and 30 years in the business, would you like to see 450 plate appearances from a 21-year-old outfielder who has not played above Class A? Or would you like to see 450 plate appearances from somebody who has a 360 career on-base percentage and a 390 last year and can switch hit?
No, right now I'd rather have Fowler, but my argument is not that it's one or the other. It's can they find some place for Sierra to play? Is he valuable enough this year that he could possibly help you win a division this year if he were a part-time guy as opposed to him tearing it up in the minor league somewhere?
I think there are moments, and I think they just got them. I think, you know, this is a tremendous week, and he's going to be the boost. And that doesn't rule out the fact that he could also come up in September and do an Adron Chambers type of, role where he would be very valuable in that role after getting a full season. You're putting me in a spot where it sounds like I'm, downplaying Sierra's contribution or downplaying Sierra's talent. Far from it. I'm just saying that his ceiling is so high that there's no need to nail him to the floor right now. This is the floor of his game. His ceiling is very high. They ought to let him reach for it. And anytime you start trying to sort through how do you find him at bats, you're going to reduce Tommy Pham at bats. This is not a binary question of Sierra for Fowler or Sierra for Grichuk. There's also the Pham factor. And there, it's very easy for the Cardinals, even when Piscotty comes back, to find playing time for Tommy Pham and Randall Grichuk and play the hot bat. We've seen them do that before. Tommy Pham has certainly done enough in this past week, I think even more than what Sierra has done in this past week. Maybe not as splashy, but I think what Tommy Pham has done and what his body of work suggests he can do is deserve more playing time. In fact, deserve the playing time that maybe they were starting to carve out for Jose Martinez, if not more.
Hey, go ahead, Doug. I don't mean to.
I was thinking a month ago, it was very much entrenched that the outfield was Grichuk, Fowler, and Piscotty. There was no doubt about that, and we thought they would play pretty much every day, that trio. And now, a month and a half into the season, you see a couple of other guys tear it up a while. I just wonder if there's not a way for them to kind of mix and match and get everybody at bats, and it's not going to make the other three real happy that they're on the bench. But if somebody else comes in and tears it up, you know, everybody's at risk of losing some playing time.
I could be out on an island on this, but Fowler has had two straight pinch hits. My guess would be, and I don't know, that they want to get Dexter Fowler going as soon as possible, like yesterday.
Right. I'm not doubting that that's the play.
He is like the piece that they got to transform this team in a couple of different ways. And certainly the shoulder has gotten into it. They want him to get going yesterday.
Yeah.
So I don't think there would be any time-sharing plan with a guy from Class High A, as well as he's played. When Dexter's ready, it's Dexter's.
Yep.
Yeah, I would certainly agree with that.
What about Brett Cecil? I know if you look at his numbers, you know, especially as a reliever, he's always been a slow starter. And then so he got off to a rough start. Then he seemed to sort of stabilize, and now we're seeing some rough outings again. Are you seeing anything?
Yeah, and I think, we're seeing him being used a lot, so it's clear how much they want to get him right. And to let him go right back out there the day after having a struggle, you know, that it's the actions fit the words in this case, because we've heard a lot about how, they spent a lot of money to bring him in for this specific role to be the, you know, setup guy from the left side and to help alleviate some of the workload on that we've seen Kevin Segrist do in the past few years. And he had. I mean, the feel for his pitches just seems off. And yesterday I saw some of the better curveballs from him, but also saw him get frustrated, you know, with some balls that found holes. And I think it's a couple things are working against him. One, is the sharpness, crispness of the pitch that he has to have, that he has to have a variety of feels for. That's that curveball that he can throw at different rates, at different, you know, breaks. That hasn't been there for him. That's forced him to rely on other pitches that maybe he's not as confident in, or they're maybe not as confident throwing because they don't have as much success. And so I think you're seeing sort of one thing blend to the other, then mixed with some bad luck to complicate these innings. You see a guy who wants to be on the outside of the strike zone, and you're seeing hitters who know it. So they wait. They wait for a ball to be in the strike zone. They very rarely chase, and if that's the case, then he's having problems.
Got the Cubs here this weekend. They had a rough week or two. How vulnerable do you think the Cubs are this year?
I think their pitching is not deep enough to sustain them. They need another pitching move. They need some kind of in-season move for a pitcher to satisfy some innings. I felt that coming into the season. I believe that they quietly felt that too. And this past stretch where they had the lengthy game on Sunday night, then they go out to Colorado, which can chew up a pitching staff pretty quickly, especially with the Rockies being good this year. I think, you know, this is a team, the Cubs team, that has a thinning of their pitching ranks. And that's not just quality, but that's just bulk innings. You look at where their starters are, how deep in the games their starters don't pitch, how much strain that puts on a bullpen, what that does from series to series. I think, you know, this is a Cubs team. And, you know, I think we all talked about it. I know Kat and I did. And, I believe we talked about it probably even, you know, with Frank there on his show. But this is a Cubs team that in 2017 is going to go through some of the, let's say, regressions to the mean that the Cardinals of 2016 went through. Last year, the Cubs had run prevention success. That means exceptional pitching, exceptional defense, like the Cardinals had the year before in 2015. That's going to come down to earth for them because they don't have the depth. They still have the defense. They have a lineup that is as good, if not better, than anybody in baseball, I think, and that can carry them. But at some point in time, and we're seeing it maybe a little bit earlier than expected because of the schedule, they have to fortify their pitching. They either have to find a way outside or find some sort of Hendricks 2.0 from the inside to give them innings that will keep them in contention. Otherwise, that's their Achilles heel.
Derek Gould with us, brought to you by GFI Digital. Cardinals off today. Cubs in town to start a homestand tomorrow. Thanks, Derek.
Always a pleasure, guys. Thanks.
See you, Derek.
Thank you, Gould.
Here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Your thoughts, welcome. Appliance Discounter phone lines, call in, text in. 855-282-8255. It spells Cub Talk. 855-282-8255.
Well, we're the Cub station of record, it makes sense.
Yep.
It has to be an extremely difficult call for John Mozeliak. I would think it is anyway, for John Mozeliak and Mike Matheny to see a guy like Sierra come up and make such a difference and then say, okay, you know what, we've seen enough, and then send him back down.
I don't really see it.
Now, I know his development is big. I know that's a huge thing. But if you're in a pennant race right now, right, and it looks like they're going to be, you would think that the most important thing is to win games at the major league level.
But so you don't play Fowler if he's healthy?
I think you probably mix and match.
Yeah, I just it's a numbers game. You know, Pham has been ridiculously good, okay? He's a bit older. He's a guy that you probably are going to get in there now, and he's played exceptionally well defensively and offensively. You get Piscotty back. You have Fowler. And Grichuk, you're trying to get going as well. I don't think there's going to be enough opportunities really to mix and match and warrant that. I understand what Derek said.
With Mother's Day this weekend, you can still send the 100 blooms for Mom Bouquet from Pro Flowers in time for Mother's Day and wow her with these bright, colorful flowers. It comes with a free glass vase for just $19.99 plus shipping and handling. And if you really want to make a statement, you can upgrade to premium vase and include gourmet chocolates for just $10 more. Choose the delivery date you want, and Pro Flowers guarantees your flowers will arrive fresh and beautiful and stay that way for at least 7 days or your money back. It's Pro Flowers. There's still time to get 100 blooms for Mom delivered by Mother's Day. Click on the microphone in the top right corner and use the code MORNINGAFTER, one word, MORNINGAFTER. You'll get these stunning flowers in free glass vase starting at just $19.99. That's proflowers.com and code morning after when you click on the mic. Order today before you're out of time and Pro Flowers is out of this bouquet. Coming up at 9 o'clock here, we are going to be joined by John Taylor. Doug, he wrote the first article condemning the Cardinals for the ring promotion.
Mm-hmm.
You love baseball. She loves jewelry. And the Cardinals deleted the tweet. I'm looking to get inside of his thought process on it. I guess if we want to troll for glory, we can argue with him. But I just want to understand where he's coming from. So he is going to join us coming up at 9 o'clock. And then really kind of something that a lot of people are looking forward to is this Hot Shots email of the day. Free Lemmings lunch from Hot Shots and then a pair of Bud Bash tickets for May 16th. You have Misty Plops just firing now. Justin in Columbia has not made another play since winning the first two. And you kind of wonder, is he lurking? Is he trying to give Misty Plops some comfort? Is he rope-a-doping in May? I don't know.
He's busy.
Is he hurt? Pulled a hammy or something?
I don't know, per se.
Okay. I'm sure he's not busy. He's not employed or anything, is he?
You ride the hot guys until they cool off, kind of like Doug cooling off after we finish simultaneously. Okay. It's from Scott's Wrinkled Ball Sack. What is that?
Scott's Wrinkled Ball Sack has been suspended. Been suspended a period of 2 days' time, one for each nugget.
Shave them. Shave them up real nice like, sir. Shave them and get as smooth as me. Shave them with Harry's. For decades, one big razor company has relentlessly increased prices and reaped immense profits at the expense of their customers. And now, Harry's Razors has figured it all out. And by taking less profit and selling directly to you over the internet, Harry's offers their blades at half the price. Just $2 a blade? Just $2? No. Wonderful.
That's a ridiculously low price.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's so low, it's comical.
Just $2 a blade compared to the $4 or more you'll pay at the drugstore. Get started with Harry's today with their great starter sets. Your start set includes ergonomic handle in the color of your choice, 5 precision engineered blades with lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, and a travel blade cover. This is an entire month of shaving for just $15. This is a great everyday deal, but just for our audience. I have a special offer for fans of the show where you can get it for even less. We've partnered with Harry's to give you $5 off your first purchase with the promo code INSIDESTL. Go to harrys.com right now and enter code INSIDESTL at checkout to claim your offer. That's harrys.com, code INSIDESTL. HARRYS.com, promo code INSIDESTL. Don't wait. Get started with Harry's today. John Taylor, who condemned the Cardinals for the jewelry promotion, he is with us next. Hot Shots email of the day at 9:45. This is the Ryan Kelly Morning After.